question for you. Imagine your friend is having a party at their house and you want to tell them you can't make it. Which sentence sounds right to you? I can't go to your party or I can't come to your party? If you're unsure, you're definitely not alone. Hi guys, I'm Stephanie from BritSent. The difference between come and go is one of those grammar points that confuses so many of my students. But today I'm going to clear this up once and for all. Let's start. So here's the secret. It's all about perspective and direction. Think of it this way. Come indicates movement towards the speaker or the listener, whilst go means movement away from the speaker or to a different location. So imagine you're having a conversation with someone. If you're talking about movement towards where you are or where the other person is, use come. If you're talking about movement to somewhere else entirely, use go. So going back to our party example, if your friend is having a party at their house and you're talking to your friend, you would say, I'm sorry, I can't come to your party. This is because you're moving towards where they are. But if you're talking to someone else about the same party, perhaps your mum, you would say, I can't go to the party. That's because you're talking about movement to a place that's not where you or your mum currently are. Make sense? Let me show you some more examples to make it crystal clear. Example one, you're at home talking to your friend on the phone. You might say, can you come over to my house? This means towards where you are. Or I'll go to the shops later. This means away from where you are. Example two, you're at work texting your family. You say, I'm going to come home early today. This means towards where they are, home. I need to go to a meeting. This means away from your current location. And example three, imagine you're planning with friends. Your friend might say, come to the restaurant with us. So they want you to join them. You say, I'll go and pick up Sarah first. This means you're moving towards Sarah, away from the group. Okay, now let's test your understanding. I'll give you three sentences and you need to choose if it's come or go. One, Mum, can I to the cinema with my friends? And the answer is go. You're asking to go somewhere else, away from where you and your mum currently are. Two, your friend calls and says, to my birthday dinner. And the answer is come. Your friend wants you to move towards where they will be. And number three, you tell your colleague, I have to to the doctor. And the answer is go. You're talking about movement away from where you currently are. So how did you do? If you got all three correct, then you've understood perfectly. So let's recap. Remember, come is about moving towards the speaker or the listener. And go is about moving away or to a different location. When in doubt, ask yourself, am I moving towards where the other person I'm speaking to is, or to a different place entirely? Keep these tips in mind and you won't be confused anymore. Okay, that's all for today. If this video helped clear things up for you, don't forget to give it a like and subscribe to our channel for more practical English tips like this. See you in the next one.